The president of the fast food chain Chick-fil-A took a public stand in opposition of same-sex marriage, espousing the company's support for Christian values. And today, Chick-fil-A will be further thrust into the social issue debate after a call to support the chain's stand against gay marriage. Mike Huckabee, the former Arkansas governor, currently host of Huckabee on Fox News and also a nationally syndicated radio show, joining us now live. Governor, good morning to you.
Well, good morning. I think it is going to be a busy day at Chick-fil-A restaurants.
You know, I have to tell you, I can recall a time during your dieting days you wouldn't even get close to a Chick-fil-A restaurant.
Well, you know, they do have salads and grill stuff. But this really isn't about the chicken. It's not even about the product. It's just about whether a person who is the executive of a company can still speak his mind. And we expect that every day from the CEOs of Apple Computer and Starbucks and Ben and Jerry's. And it ought to be the same set of rules applied to a person who's a conservative, and in this case, an evangelical Christian.
But I'll ask you the same question I asked some members of the gay community on this very issue a week or so ago. They also have the right to express their views as well, do they not?
Absolutely. And I think they have a right to go to a Chick-fil-A restaurant, which they do. No one's ever discriminated against them as a customer or employee. They have every right. And in fact, this is really, I think for me, over the top when people started bullying them with hate speech and trying to shut their businesses down. You know, I buy Apple computers and iPhones. I'm not buying the politics of Apple. I'm buying the products. And I think in America, we've got to make room for people to have different points of view. Supposedly, that's what tolerance and diversity is. It's not trying to shut out voices that we don't agree with, which is exactly what people tried to do to Dan, Kathy, and Chick-fil-A.
But in this particular case, you would buy the politics of Dan, Kathy, would you not?
Yeah, I agree with him on the issue that marriage is between a man and a woman. But even if I didn't agree with him, I would respect that he has a right to say that. The only thing that he doesn't have a right to do is discriminate against employees or customers, which he doesn't do. But when you have mayors of cities, this is what put it over the top for me, mayors of Boston, Los Angeles, Washington, Chicago, saying that they were going to keep his stores out because they didn't agree with him, that's what we do in North Korea and Iran. We don't have government officials censoring the speech of executives and trying to disenfranchise their companies in a city because you disagree with the point of view of some of the executives. That's just insane.
There are those within the Republican Party and others who would say that because of the positions that you take on this issue and other issues, you are the perfect vice presidential candidate for Mitt Romney.
Well, somebody hadn't told him that, so I'm not waiting on the phone to ring.
Were you? Let me ask you this. Were you vetted? Were you vetted?
No. Not, at least if I was, it was a well-kept secret for me. So, I have no expectations. I'm supporting Governor Romney, and I think he will make an outstanding president, and I will be behind him 100%. But, he'll make a decision that he feels is best for the ticket.
And what should that decision be? If he gives you the call and says, Mike, what should I do?
Well, I mean, I'm a big fan of Marco Rubio. I think he would be terrific, and so that would be probably my suggestion to him.
All right, Mike Huckabee there, the former governor of Arkansas.